This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The ongoing battle between acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey and Dennis White, the police commissioner she's attempting to fire, has become kind of a standard bearer for how cities can and can't move forward on police reform and police oversight. Now, we've been following this story closely here on Radio Boston, and the legal battle went two more rounds in the last 24 hours, with results that kind of telegraph where we might be going on this. WBUR's Allie Jar Manning's here to catch us up. Allie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so Allie, this is gnarly. We know there are a few big picture legal gray areas, whether Mayor Janey was justified in trying to fire the commissioner, whether the mayor has the power as acting mayor to fire the commissioner. So Dennis White had asked a judge to basically say, you may continue serving and not be fired while these legal questions get sorted out. He also asked for a hearing where he would be able to call witnesses and try to clear his name. We got a ruling from the Superior Court judge on this request to stop things from White yesterday. What did the judge say?
Yeah, so in short, she said the city can move forward with firing White. She says White can always pursue monetary damages going forward if he thinks the firing was improper. But she did put a hold on her order today while White appeals it. So that's going to slow down his expected firing.
So she made a ruling yesterday and then today suspended her own ruling because he's appealing yesterday's ruling. Is that right?
Yes, he's appealed it to a single justice of the state appeals court. So we need to wait for that justice to say, yes, he does have a case, this can go forward, or no, I'm going to just affirm what the lower court judge said. So as you said, it's gnarly. So what the judge did not do at all in her decision was wade into any of the political questions that have been swirling around White's firing, like whether former Mayor Marty Walsh knew about the domestic violence allegations against White when Walsh tapped him for the post in January.
Okay, so the places where White is pushing back, one is this appeal to the decision from yesterday, but he's saying some other stuff too. Tell us about that.
Yes. So to get a little nerdy about the city charter for a minute, Janey is required to hold a hearing before she fires White. The Janey administration says this has to be very informal. Basically, here, we're going to fire you. He has a chance to, you know, defend himself, but not a big drawn out thing. And typically those are done behind closed doors. But White wants that hearing to be public. He's calling it a trial-like name-clearing hearing. And he wants the city to bring forward the witnesses they're relying on to justify his firing, and he wants to be able to cross-examine them. And so here's what White's attorney, Nick Carter, said about this during last week's court hearing.
The level of defamation that has taken place here is so extraordinary that Dennis White needs to and is entitled to a robust hearing while he's still commissioner, when the public is still paying attention, to say to the public, here's what really went on.
Okay, and for the record, I am all for getting nerdy about the city charter. That's good stuff. All right, so acting Mayor Janey must have something to say in response.
Yeah, so yesterday, after the decision was issued, Janey issued a statement saying she'd schedule a new hearing with White pretty quickly. Now, of course, that's on hold because of White's appeal and stay. Janey says, though, it's time to move the city and police department forward, and that echoes what the city's lawyer, Kay Hodge, said at the hearing last week. Let's take a listen to that.
Boston deserves a police department that is consistent with Mayor Janey's vision of integrity and accountability. It has to move forward.
Okay, so Allie, help our listeners remember, Mayor Janey decided to terminate White, his employment, after the release of an investigative report that dug into allegations against him from the 90s. Remind us what the big takeaways from that investigative report were.
Right. And so this goes back to before Mayor Janey actually took office. This was under the Walsh administration. So This was triggered by a Boston Globe report that detailed domestic abuse allegations against White levied by his estranged wife in the late 90s. And so then Mayor Marty Walsh brought in this outside investigator. The outside investigator also uncovered an earlier altercation with White's 19-year-old niece in 1993. White was accused of punching her and throwing her down the stairs. In both those cases, the police department did investigate at the time and cleared White, and White denies the accusation. Now and then. Janie has said, though, the behavior that White admitted to is enough to terminate him. She said he wasn't cooperative during this recent outside investigation either.
So, Allie, as we said at the top, to some extent, lots of cities and towns are going to be watching this because it has to do with how American execute oversight over the head of police. So you've been covering this. What are you going to watch most closely from this point forward?
Yeah, so I'm interested to see how this latest appeal goes, of course, but I'm also really curious to see if White gets his way to have the hearing public in some shape or form. And I should say that this city charter is unique to Boston. It differs in other cities and towns about whether you can fire or how you hire the police department. So it's kind of a weird, very Massachusetts idiosyncratic thing that we have here. But really, this is all part of a much bigger issue of what's happening with the Boston Police Department. The department has, you know, really been beset by scandals. It doesn't have a permanent leader in place, and it's supposed to be enacting all these reforms that we've yet to see any real movement on. So I'm wondering how much is the scandal and the legal limbo going to delay or halt any of the promises that have been made over the last year? And really, what kind of difference will that make for people affected by policing in Boston?
All right. WBUR's Allie Jarmanning. Allie, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
So we're going to turn now to the legal pieces of this and get a little clarity with Nancy Gertner, retired federal judge, senior lecturer at Harvard Law School, WBUR legal analyst. Judge Gertner, welcome back.
Good to be back.
So thank you for coming. Allie just gave us the rundown on what's happening. Did anything jump out to you from what you just heard from a legal perspective?
Well, I was not surprised by the judge's decision yesterday saying that she would not intervene to stop White's termination, because she had to make a determination about whether he was irreparably harmed by not being in the police commissioner job. And it's hard to say that he would be irreparably harmed. It's not like he's losing his position on the force. He's losing a prestigious command. So that wasn't a surprise. And she also said that she didn't think that there was a likelihood of success on the merits, which is legal language for essentially looking at the facts now. She doesn't think that he has a likely winnable claim. And the ambiguity of the legal issues are really part of that. This is a 1962 statute under which White is proceeding that calls for a notice and a hearing. It doesn't describe what it has to consist of, and there is no case law under it. So the judge fairly says, I can't say you're likely to succeed. We're all on new territory here.
Okay, so the underlying I'd love question to stop you there. So just two questions there. One, you said no irreparable harm. From the cut that Allie played for us, it sounds like White's attorney is arguing that there is severe reputational harm and that should count. Am I understanding that correctly? And does that count?
Well, his reputational harm comes from his having been dismissed. And if there was a legitimacy to the dismissal, then the reputational harm comes with the territory. In other words, if I fired you from your wonderful position, which I never would do, and I was right to fire you, you're harmed by it, but it would be legitimate. So the underlying question here is whether or not it was legitimate to fire him. That's the underlying question. And for that, he wants a hearing that would be public. And again, we're dealing in a very gray area. There are rules about hearings when you dismiss a police officer. There's civil service rules. There are collective bargaining agreements. But with respect to a police commissioner, there really are no rules. And the statute says notice and hearing. Mayor Janey says, I'll give you a hearing, the content of which will be determined by me. There's no law regarding it one way or another. His reputational damage is troubling. There's no question about it here. But that's all tied up in whether it was legitimate to fire him or not. That's all tied up in the legitimacy of this report.
Will we likely see another legal battle come out over what happens in the hearing? So you've just laid out, it's not really codified, not really clear what does or doesn't have to happen in the hearing. Mayor Janey says what has to happen in that hearing is whatever I want. White's attorney says what we want in that hearing are witnesses to testify publicly, a chance to cross-examine, clear his name. Is there going to be more fighting in the courts? I mean, is this going to drag out for a really long time?
Well, my prediction here is that the Supreme Judicial Court will do exactly what the Superior Court judge did and deny any preliminary injunction, which means the court would say, I'm not going to intervene, let this proceed as it is. If there's an issue here, if there was a mistake about the kind of hearing, then there will be damages after the fact. But right now, I'm not going to stop his termination. You know, there's an irony here, which is the White case began with an internal affairs investigation of the accusations made by his wife against him. That, of course, was completely confidential. Nobody had any problem with that being confidential. And so the counter to that, the investigation that was produced just recently, which came up with another accusation of violence and a more elaborate description of what the issue was with his wife, was essentially an investigation on the same terms that all the other investigations have been. And White didn't object when he was exonerated by the Internal Affairs Department and to the way it was done. Now he's objecting because it's become public. There's a little bit of a double standard there. I doubt very much if the mayor will make this an open hearing.
So one of the other questions that I wanted to ask you, the acting mayor, Mayor Janey, has made it very clear, it seems, that her intent is to fire him after the hearing. Now, if one's supposed to have some sort of evidentiary hearing, but the person holding the hearing has said in advance what the conclusion of that hearing is going to be. Is that legally a problem?
Again, there's a whole continuum. Let me sort of use an even more nerdy word. There's a continuum, right? The blue ribbon hearing is a trial with witnesses, appeal, et cetera. But there are all sorts of informal hearings that are short of that, that take place under different kinds of circumstances. And what Mayor Janey is saying is that typically this is an informal proceeding at which witnesses may or may not be sworn, but at least the proceeding is confidential. The law doesn't tell us where we are in that continuum. It really doesn't. There are reasons to keep it confidential, which is there may have been people who came forward against White, who came forward on the condition of confidentiality. Now, they actually have no entitlement to confidentiality if the truth is told. On the other hand, as I said, these proceedings are usually done informally. There's no answer here. I wish I could give you an answer, but there really isn't an answer. There are reasons to make it public so that he could clear his name. On the other hand, the witnesses who testified on the condition of confidentiality may be troubled. It really could go either way.
The team is telling me a statement's coming from Mayor Kim Janey on the injunction ruling for Dennis White. I'm just going to read it. I respect Judge, and I'm afraid I don't know how to pronounce the judge's last name, Brieger's decision to review her ruling, and as such, I have postponed the hearing for Dennis White. I stand ready to move forward on behalf of the residents of Boston and the Boston Police Department as soon as the court allows. I am grateful for the continued professionalism and service of our BPD officers during this time. So last question then. Should Acting Mayor Janey be able to do what she ultimately wants to do, which is fire the commissioner? The city charter, we're getting our geek on in all kinds of ways today, comes back into play and says that acting mayors, quote, shall possess the powers of mayor only in matters of not admitting of delay, but shall have no power to make permanent appointments, end quote. If you fire someone, you've got to put someone else in their place. Can she hire a replacement?
Well, she could, we're in the gray area. She could hire another acting person. And arguably, this is an issue that does not admit of delay, right? There has to be leadership in this department, particularly at this time. Let me back off again. So there's a hearing issue, and if she is wrong about the hearing or wrong about the ultimate outcome here, then White will get damages for the ways in which he was damaged. But will he get the job? Should he get the job? In my view, not. But that's just one person's view.
All right. Nancy Gertner, retired federal judge, senior lecturer at Harvard Law School, and WBUR legal analyst. Thanks.